The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has a budget of $35 million for cleanup this summer of heavy metals in areas impacted by a century of mining. The money comes from a settlement with the mining companies that is now in a trust totaling $530 million. EPA Coeur d'Alene Basin team leader Bill Adams says one focus of the cleanup this year will be roadways in the smaller communities of the Silver Valley.
We see that there's contaminated materials, lead in particular, that's coming up through the roads that have broken down, potholes, et cetera. And so what we're doing is providing funding to the local jurisdiction so they can repair and replace these roads, particularly where there's, you know, in a community area where there can be exposure from these contaminated mining-related materials.
Adams says EPA is also evaluating what type of cleanup will be needed in 18,000 acres in the lower Coeur d'Alene Basin known as the Chain Lakes area.
From the river itself, the river corridor, the banks of the river overflowing into the lateral lakes, the wetlands, all of those areas have become contaminated over you know, essentially a long mining history, and the fact that area floods essentially every year.
Andy Helke of the Panhandle Health District says because of that contamination, they're urging folks to use common sense when recreating in waterways in the Silver Valley or the Lower Basin.
So the way to protect yourself is very simple. It's basically just practicing good hygiene, washing your hands. If you are eating, you know, eat up off the ground. Recreate, stay more in grassy areas. And then also, if you are down along those beaches, trying to leave as much of that dirt and soil there and not take it home with you.
When the cleanup record of decision was inked in 2012, it outlined a process that was expected to take about 30 years. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.